The first Bible reading is from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, and it's on page 5 of the Old Testament part of the Pew Bibles. Genesis 3, 1 to 11. Now the snake was the most cunning animal that the Lord God has made. And the snake asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat fruit from any tree in the garden?" "We may eat the fruit of any tree in the garden," the woman answered, "except the tree in the middle of it. God told us not to eat the fruit of that tree or even touch it. If we do, we will die." The snake replied, "That's not true. You will not die. God said that because he knows that when you eat it, you will be like God and know what's good and what is bad. The Lord saw how beautiful the tree was and how good the fruit was to eat. And he thought how wonderful it would be to become wise. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband, and he also ate it. As soon as they'd eaten it, they were given understanding and realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and covered themselves. That evening, they heard the Lord God walking in the garden, and they had from him amongst the trees. But the Lord God called out to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid and hid from you because I was naked." "Who told you you were naked?" God asked. "Did you eat the fruit that I told you not to eat?" The man answered, "The woman you put here with me gave me the fruit, and I ate it." The Lord God asked the woman, "Why did you do that?" She replied, "The snake tricked me into eating it." The second reading is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, and it's on page 6 of the New Testament part of the Bible. The temptation of Jesus. Then the Spirit led Jesus into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And after spending 40 days and nights without food, Jesus was hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, "If you are God's son, order those stones to turn into bread." But Jesus answered, "The scripture says, human beings cannot live on bread alone, but need every word that God speaks." Then the devil took Jesus to Jerusalem, the holy city, set him on the highest point of the temple and said to him, "If you are God's son, throw yourself down, for the scripture says, God will give orders to his angels about you and will hold you up with their hands, and that not even your feet will be hurt on the stones." Jesus answered, "But the scripture also says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took Jesus to the very high mountain and showed him the kingdoms of the world and all their greatness. "All this I will give you," the devil said, "if you kneel down and worship me." Then Jesus answered, "Go away, Satan. The scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left Jesus, and the angels came and helped him. Praise be to God.
Now, as we talked about a bit earlier on this morning, we're always making choices in our lives, some of them fairly insignificant, some of them more important. Now, I want to start by telling you a little bit of a story to do with me about a couple of decisions that I've made. So, as most of you will know, I'm a leader in the Boys' Brigade here at Christchurch. Been in the Boys' Brigade for a long time, 18 years now, just over 18 years. But before I joined the Boys' Brigade, I was part of a different youth organisation who we tend not to talk about in the Boys' Brigade. I was part of the Scout Association. I was in the... Yes, thank you. I'm being heckled from the back already. I was part of the Scout Association. I was in the Beavers and the Cubs, which are their kind of younger age groups. When it got to the point where I was due to move on into the next section, the Scouts, I kind of decided that I didn't really fancy it and didn't really like the look of what they were doing and didn't want to move up to the next age group. So I ended up leaving. And then just after that happened, my mum, who absolutely loves being mentioned during services, and she will, I'm sure, thank me for this afterwards. My mum is very good friends with Sue, who runs the Anchor Boys here in the Boys Brigade here. And they kind of said to me, well, if you're not doing Scouts anymore, why don't you come along and try Boys Brigade? And for a couple of weeks, I kind of thought about it, wasn't really sure what to do. And then I thought to myself, well, I'll try it, I'll go along, I'll give it a go, see what I think. If I don't like it, I don't have to carry on with it. And 18 years later, I'm still there, and they haven't got rid of me yet. But I do believe that that decision that I made back then to walk into that hall at the age of 10, go along to my first junior section meeting, as I was in at the time, if it wasn't for making that decision, I don't think I would be here in front of you talking to you today. And to fast forward a few years, as again most of you know, the Boys Brigade is a Christian organisation. It's a church-based organisation. Back in 2006, I went to a Boys Brigade event that used to run called Firm Foundations, which is like a Christian festival kind of thing that was run by the Boys Brigade. A big theme of this weekend is that there's kind of like Christian teaching, there is worship, there is like bands playing, performances, all that kind of thing. And I watched a band play called Delirious, who some of you may have heard of. They were at the time quite a well-known Christian band. At the time, I didn't know anything at all about them, but I got the impression from other people who were there that they were kind of a big deal and quite well known. So I thought, well, I'll go along, see what it's like, see what they sound like, see if they're any good. And the one thing that stuck in my mind from that night was that they performed a song. The name of the song is What a Friend I Found. And the chorus of that song has the very simple words, Jesus, Jesus, friend forever. And out of everything in that night, that was the thing that stuck in my mind, that they were singing about Jesus, the fact that he is our friend and always has been and will be our friend. And there were about 1,000 people there in a big muddy tent that night, all singing that song together. And I, at that moment, thought to myself that, yes, that is... You know, it was an amazing thing to witness, and I thought that that was something that I wanted to get more involved in and kind of a path I wanted to go down. I can hear people looking around because I think the Armed Forces Day parade is about to pass by, but I'll try to carry on anyway. If it gets too loud, I'll kind of pause for a moment and then we'll carry on. But on that evening, I decided that that was a path that I wanted to go down. And I can honestly say to any of you that choosing a life with God is the best choice, the best decision that any of us could ever possibly make. In our Old Testament reading that we heard from Genesis, there's quite a well-known story. Adam and Eve were created to live in a paradise on earth, but they were told by God that they could eat the fruit of any tree in the garden apart from the tree in the middle of it. And this snake in the story, who was described in this story as a cunning animal, told them that if they were to eat this fruit, they would become like gods and know what is good and what is bad. Now, they could have made the choice to ignore what the snake was saying and listen to God, but unfortunately they decided to go against God's wishes. They ate this fruit, which enabled them to gain understanding, as we hear in the story. And this decision that they made to go against God was the beginning of sin in the world. So you could say that in a lot of respects it was quite a bad decision they made to eat this fruit. The snake had a curse placed on it for what it did, and Adam and Eve had penalties placed on them, ultimately leading to death. And Adam and Eve's actions in that story were far from pleasing to God, and all of us even now are affected in some way by sin. Every single one of us will have made bad decisions at some time and made decisions that go against what God would want for us. There are stories all throughout the Bible, you can see them all over it, that tell us of the consequences of sin and the damage it can cause. And bad decisions and sin have affected every single person who has ever lived, apart from one. And that one person is Jesus. If we move forward to our New Testament reading, it's another quite well-known story. The devil is trying to trick Jesus while Jesus is fasting. He hasn't eaten for 40 days, so obviously he's very hungry. He tries to get Jesus to put God to the test. He tries to offer him food and tries to offer him the opportunity to rule over all the kingdoms of the world in return for worshipping him, the devil. And three times the devil tries to trick Jesus by misquoting scripture and trying to tempt him, but three times Jesus completely refuses, uses scripture to counter what the devil is saying and doesn't let himself fall into those traps. He could have given in, but didn't do so. Now, there are things in this world all over the place that would make it difficult for any one of us to be tempted. But from this and from all the stories about Jesus in the Bible, we can see that he's the one person who is completely perfect, completely without sin, and he's an example to all of us of how to live our lives, or how to try to live our lives. Later on in the Bible, we read about the story of the death and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus made that decision to give his life on the cross. He didn't make that decision in vain, but made it so that all of us could be forgiven for every sin, everything we've done wrong, every bad decision we've made that has gone against God. He took all of our sin upon himself so that, because he loves all of us so much, our sin that was brought into the world quite early on can be forgiven because of Jesus. And so what an amazing decision that was he made to give his life for all of us so that all of us could be forgiven. We talked this morning about some of the different decisions that we make, but I believe that the best decision that any of us can make is to live a life with Jesus. And sometimes, even without us knowing it, we make decisions that lead us down a path towards other decisions. And as I said earlier on, I believe that all of those years ago when I decided to come here for the first time, I made a decision that set me down a path that led to becoming closer to God. And for me, before I made that decision, and probably for a lot of others, it might have seemed a scary concept. It was quite difficult to understand what the decision meant at times, but looking back, it turned out to be a good choice, a great choice. Now, once we make that decision to follow God, there's no guarantee that everything suddenly will be perfect and there'll be no problems after that. In fact, it's quite the opposite. There'll still be times of trouble. There'll still be times where we feel like we've made bad decisions, where things go wrong. There'll still be times of persecution, maybe where people disagree with us for what we believe in. in the Breakfast Club, which most people know is our Bible study group that meets here on Saturday mornings, we've been looking at the Book of Acts recently. If you haven't been before, I'd encourage you to come along. It's a great time to read a bit more of the Bible, have a kind of chat about what it's talking about and what it's saying to us, and obviously there's food there, which is always a good thing. But at the Breakfast Club, we've been looking at the Book of Acts, which talks about the early church, and in this book, the people in the early church are facing a lot of persecution, which sadly does still happen to us as Christians and to the church today. But those people back then never stopped trusting in their decision to follow Jesus, and we should be the same. We should be like that, because the decision to follow Jesus is definitely worth it, and it's definitely a choice worth making. And I'll just finish by encouraging you to pray, talk to God as often as possible in good times as well as bad times. Seek God if you feel that you've made bad decisions or sinned in some way, because Jesus, through the decisions he's made, has given us all the opportunity to be forgiven and to receive God's love. And that's always there for all of us. I'd encourage you to read God's word in the Bible. There's lots of stories about lots of different things that are still very relevant to us today. Some people might say that the Bible was written a long time ago, so it's not relevant to us anymore. I disagree and say that it is really relevant to us today. There's lots of stories in there that can kind of guide us and show us how to live our lives today and the decisions that we should try to make. And of course, always keep trusting in God and try to walk in his footsteps, and always keep faith in that decision to follow Jesus, because it's the best decision that any of us can ever make.